एयर इंडिया's महाराजा, दी अमूल गर्ल, एशियन पेंट्स गट्टू एंड फिडो रिडो आर सम ऑफ इंडिया's आइकॉनिक मैस्कॉट्स. टू इंडियंस एंड द वर्ल्ड, दे रिप्रेजेंट इंडिया इन हर मिरियड ह्यूज. रिकग्नाइजेबल एंड एंड्यूरिंग वॉइसेस ऑफ सम ऑफ इंडियाज मोस्ट लव्ड ब्रांड्स. इन दिस एपिसोड ऑफ Behind the Brands, the Marketing Podcast, the Marketing Nuggets series, short, focused looks, ideas and insights into the making of some brilliant brands and advertising campaigns. I, Mariam Narona, will take you through the journey of one of India's most enduring and recognized mascots, the Maharaja of Air India. Before we delve into the history of the Maharaja, let's consider a little trivia about mascots and marketing. The word mascot is of French origin and means a lucky charm. The term was used to describe anything that brought luck to a household. In the business context and marketing, mascots have a great significance as fictional representative spokespersons or figures to promote products or services and brands. They started off in marketing and advertising in the form of animals, which were used to entertain and engage with crowds. And over time, they became fictional characters who could be even people. So the realm expanded beyond animals. Now coming to the Maharaja. The Maharaja is the human face that has represented India's national carrier, Air India, with dignity and charm. By the 1940s, Tata Airlines had been rebranded as Air India and had JRD Tata as its chairman. The airline was seeking to go beyond just the rebranding. It wanted to differentiate itself from its peers, and through a campaign, it sought to build its own distinct identity. And the Maharaja was at the center of this endeavor. The Maharaja as a character was the brainchild of Bobby Kuka, who was then commercial director with Air India, and was illustrated by Umesh Rao, an artist at J. Walter Thompson in Bombay. Thus, through interaction, discussion and an amalgamation of ideas, was born this regal figure who we now know as the Maharaja, sitting on a magic carpet smoking a bubble hookah. Now, why was he called a Maharaja? This can be best answered by quoting the words of Bobby Kuka, who said, "We can call him the Maharaja for want of a better description, but his blood isn't blue. He may look like royalty, but he isn't royal. He is capable of entertaining the Queen of England and splitting a beer with her butler. He is a man of many parts, lover boy, sumo wrestler, pavement artist, vendor of naughty postcards, capuchin monk, Arab merchant." In 1946, the Maharaja made his debut as a mascot, and India was still known as a land of Maharajas. Air India was its only international carrier, and its commercial director, Kuka, wanted an illustration that would grace the letterhead of this airline, and that too with elegance and a regal air. Thus, the portly, regal and jovial Maharaja, who turned 75 this year, first appeared on an in-flight memo pad, and from then on he went on to don many and interesting avatars. So he was a romantic lover boy in Paris, a strong sumo wrestler in Tokyo, and even a guru in Rishikesh. So he had these myriad hues to his personality. The Maharaja's enduring appeal stems from the fact that he had a distinctive personality. So he had this big mustache, angular nose, chiseled nose, and very recognizably Indian turban which he wore on his head. And even his attire overall was very Indian. So from a letterhead illustration or embellishment, eventually the Maharaja metamorphosized into Air India's mascot and was starring in its advertising campaigns and sales promotion activities. So he became the hero of its promotional endeavors. The Maharaja was creatively used to introduce new flight routes and promote the national carrier over the next few years. And like the Amul Butter advertisements, humor, puns, and funny antics were used to engage with audiences. In the retro collection posters from Air India, the Maharaja has starred as a Russian dancer to advertise the flight to Moscow. In another poster, he was depicted as surfing in Australia atop a speedboat, only that the speedboat was replaced by two mermaids. And in yet another poster, he featured as a prey whose hands and feet were tied, and he was towed away by two lions in the jungles of Nairobi. It is in this ingenuity that Maharaja bagged numerous national and international awards for Air India for being really original in advertising and publicity campaigns. Despite being so popular and enduring, the regal connotations of the Maharaja triggered controversy. And some politicians expressed doubts about using a symbol like the Maharaja to represent a country with socialist aspirations. And due to this, Air India did away with the Maharaja in 1989. But very soon, the popular mascot made a comeback by popular demand. In time, everything must be reinvented. And in 2017, a slimmer Maharaja replaced the hitherto portly figure. Gone was the traditional attire, and on came the blue jeans, trainers, and a low slung satchel, a more relatable figure as per the need of the times. Today, the Maharaja is 75 years young and a symbol of the warmth and hospitality of this magnificent nation, India. An enduring figure who has stood the test of time and evolved with it. To wrap up this episode, I would like to share my key takeaways from this iconic Indian mascot. In the capacity of a mascot, the Maharaja has augmented brand building and consolidated brand recognition while facilitating brand recall for Air India. The Maharaja is a figure who is loved by many and as such has established a personal connect with target audiences while amplifying the brand voice, spelling luxury, warmth, and hospitality in the country that lives and breathes Atithi Devo Bhava. The guest is equivalent to God. I hope you enjoyed learning about the evolution of the Maharaja as much as I enjoyed putting this episode together for you. Do subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening.